We're in Simen Tov Tzadik Ches, the halachas of Shchita and Yontif. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalid. Now, Gimel is discussing, Gimel and Dalid are discussing two different halachas, really, and one has to be clear on exactly which side of the halacha is being dealt with. We learned the halacha of Eina Min HaMuchan, of something that is Muktzah. An animal that one did not expect to use for food on Yontif, if he would go ahead and shecht it and use it for food on Yontif, then that is considered a malacha. He is turning it into Yontif food. The halacha is that Yontif food needs hachana. If it wasn't prepared, then taking an animal that was not really omid for achila and turning it into an animal that's omid la achila, that in itself is an isser of being over the isser. Muktzeh, it's almost like a malacha, turning it into a Yontif food. That's one halacha. There's a second halacha, and that is that any animal that was outside my tchum on Erev Yontif, when Yontif came in, it was not in my tchum, it is considered, to me, it is considered something that I'm not allowed to use because of the Isser of Tchumim. I'm only allowed to use on Yontif something that was within my tchum. Something outside my tchum, I'm not allowed to use. The same Isser of walking outside the tchum is using something, using my belongings that were outside the tchum. So now let's take a look at the Mechaber and we'll see how the two are combined. Siv Gimel. Behemos sheyotzus veroes chutz l'tchum. Uvos velonos betocha tchum. Animals that are normally in pasture outside the tchum, but they spend the night inside the tchum. Harei elu muchonos. We do not call them muktzah. Meaning animals that are always outside my tchum, they are considered animals of the desert, for example, midbarios, and they are not min hamuchon. I would not consider them food. These are strange animals. As opposed to animals that are within my tchum, those I relate to as animals that I may eat. So animals that graze outside the tchum, but they sleep, they spend the night inside the tchum, are considered muchon. My das is to use them. Velok chimehem, and you can take them. V'shochten also b'yontif. You can actually shecht them on yontif. Aval haroes v'halonis chutz l'tchum. Whereas those that spend the night and are also out of pasture outside the tchum, in bo biyantif ein shochten also biyantif. If they came on yantif, you couldn't shech them. Mipnei shehem muktzim, because they are muktzah. So this, the iser here is muktzah. Ve'ein das anshiyahir aleihem. The das of the anshiyahir, the people of the city, don't think of them as food. These are animals that are outside my tchum. I do not relate to them as food. Now, what happened to the Isser of Tchumen? Here the Mechaber was just Mechalek. Did they spend the night in the Tchum? Did they spend the night outside the Tchum? But we're dealing with animals that were grazing outside the Tchum. And they only came into my Rishus over Yontif. So the question is, why are they not Usser because of the Din of Chutz L'Tchum? Says the Mishnah Brura, in the Reisha, in that first case, you have to say that the reason why it's mutter is because the animals actually, they weren't nesar. You have to say that they weren't nesar. How is that? Either they came on their own, an animal that walked in from Michutz L'Tchum was not over in Isser Tchumim, or someone made an Erev Tchumim so that he's allowed to extend his Tchum in one direction and the animals were included in it. We're talking about somebody who happens to be within the tchum of this particular behemah now. It's just that it was outside the tchum of the city, but there happens to be a Jew somewhere that's close by, and he wants to use it. So what did we learn in the Mechaber? The Mechaber is saying, if there's no Isser of tchumim, if I know for a fact that something was mechutz the tchum, then it's also for me to use it. Whereas, if I have something that was within the tchum, for some reason it was not nesar because of the dinim of tchumim, but it's the kind of animal that doesn't spend the night within my tchum, it's still muktzah, because in my mind it is not an animal that I considered available for food, because it's so far away from me. But if not, if it spends the night within my tchum, there it's an animal that I think about as food. Memela, that animal is not muktzah. You just have to make sure that you're not over an iser tchumim. Says the Mechaber now, Vahani mili bebehemus Yisrael. Where is it that it becomes muktzah? That's only in a Jewish animal. Aval shalein Yehudi les be mishum muktzah. De'ein ha'ein Yehudi tzarech hachin. The halacha is that there's no problem of of muktzah in something that doesn't belong to a Jew, because a non-Jewish animal was omid la'achila, because the non-Jew can go ahead and eat it on yantif. He doesn't have to keep yantif. So the only shem muktzah is chal on an animal that is owned by a Jew, not on an animal that was owned by a non-Jew. Now, says the Mechaber, elim came bo bishvil Yisrael, unless it was brought for a Jew, sha'oz oser, because then it's going to be oser. Now, why, if it's brought mishum Yisrael, is it then gonna be oser? This is talking about because it came mechutz latchum. It's oser because the non-Jew brought it from mechutz latchum. Lefikach ein Yehudi shehevi behema b'makolin. If he brings a behema to the place where they shech, pirish malkum shesham shochum habehemis. Im yadua shalonis chutz latchum asuris. If you know that these animals they spend the night outside the tchum, the halacha is that they are aser, even though it was a non-Jewish animal, so that they're not muktza, but there's the iser tchumin. V'im safik mutaris. Safik muktza is aser. Safik michutz latchum, the machaber is mekel. Afilo bol letzorich Yisrael, shaham muktza olchem besfek olahakol. Mr. Burr points out, this doesn't mean muktza, this means chutz latchum. V'im heviyom letzorich en Yehudi, O afilu stam beir shirubein Yehudi muter shekala mevi litzarach harov mevi, that if someone brings it, he's bringing it for the sake of the rov. So if he brought it from michutz latchum for the sake of non-Jews, it is muter for a Jew. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha, according to the Machaber, that sofik of chutz latchum is muter. The Magen Avram does not hold of, rov achronim seem not to hold of. They hold that sofik michutz latchum is still going to be aser. The only time that it's mutter is on Yontif Sheni because of Svek Sveka, because we're not even sure it's Yontif altogether. But on Yontif Rishon, one could not be Mekel. So this halach of the Mechaber, that Sofik from Michutz Latchum is mutter, the Achronim are Docha. Siv Dalid, Behemes Hayodus Lolon Chutz Latchum, V'nimtzu Be'ir B'yom Sheni. What happens if behemoths are known to spend the night outside the tchum and they showed up on the next day? Mishnah Berurah says the girsa should not be yom sheni but yom tif. They showed up on yom tif. Ani omer shema mi be'erev v'chnisan. As long as it's not a vadai, he could have brought it in at night. As long as it's not a vadai, it's not aser. V'chutz l'choma lanu shema mi be'erev v'chnisan v'chutz l'choma lanu. They slept outside they spent the night outside the walls and we didn't see them. But really they were already within the tchum. Umutaris and their mutav. Akoshken hashchutis baboker shechazakim be'erev echnisan l'toch hatchum. Certainly the ones that were shechted first thing in the morning, we assume that they were actually brought in, at night. Once again, this is all in cases where the mechaber is being makel, because it's all a case of suffix. According to the Magen Avraham, that we are not to rely on Safik. Safik chutz l'tchum is also aser. It would only be mutter on yantiv sheni because then there's a svek sveka.